Ladies and gentlemen,
Dean Richards joins us from Channel 9.
Citizens of the world,
some of the world's greatest entertainers are here tonight.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I present to you?
And tonight, guess what? It's going to be Dean.
Yeah, Hollywood, you know I love you more than what I should. Yeah, Hollywood, well, kiss me, kiss me.
All right, it's Dave Player, and for Steve Cochran and Dean's Entertainment Report, sponsored by Wintrust Community Banks. Good morning, Mr. Richards.
Hello there.
How are you?
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Are you roasting the turkey? Is your mom up already slaving all day?
Like a personal question.
Are you, is mom cooking? Or
my
is...
mom is not. Okay. No, my mom's going to be 94 in a few weeks. So she has passed the torch of enormous family dinners down to others. I did last year. I hosted last year.
Oh, nice.
Just about done doing the dishes from that.
Did your turkey ever get completed yesterday? I had to leave for work.
Oh, the deep fried?
Yeah.
We followed the directions. I deep fried a turkey for the first time on live television. One, because so many people talk about it. And two, the danger factor was so high.
Yeah.
We thought great television drama. The possibility of setting myself and the entire television station on fire.
Fantastic.
But we followed the directions to a T, perfectly safe. And when you deep fry a bird, the directions say 3 minutes per pound plus 5 minutes extra for the bird. So we had an 11-pound bird, 33 minutes plus 5, 38. We left it in 40 minutes. And really, it could have standed another 10 minutes. It was pretty much done. Tiny bit pink around the bone, which isn't the safest thing in the world.
But sometimes when you're doing that outside, and obviously that's where you're normally deep frying it, the oil might not, it flexes in the heat temperature too.
Yeah, that's exactly correct. And you know, plus we had this thermometer for the oil that I'm pretty sure they used on the Ray Rayner show back then. We don't really throw stuff away here at the Big Number 9.
Nice.
So it may have been. I would have gotten a better thermometer. We had like a propane burner on it, and they sell these electric burners and things now, mm-hmm. which where the heat is much more consistent. We were outside. It was very windy. That does have a little factor in it. So, yeah, the bird looked delicious. It looked fantastic. But we left it in just a little bit longer, and it was fine, and we had some great little side dishes.
My next question.
Pumpkin, get this, pumpkin pizza, pumpkin with caramelized apples and caramelized onions as the topping. It's like pumpkin pie mix that you can bake a pumpkin and, process it yourself. That's a lot of work.
Yeah.
Go to the store. Don't get canned pumpkin, but canned pumpkin pie mix because the spices are already in it. Spread it thinly on your pizza crust. I sauteed some Granny Smith apples and a red onion till they were nice and soft. Put a tiny bit of balsamic vinegar in that mixture, then topped it on the pizza. Put a little mozzarella cheese on top of that. And
sounds amazing.
It was fantastic. It was really good. And my other favorite thing was that I made was stuffing muffins. You just take your regular your stuffing mix and put like a couple of eggs per pound of that and put it in some muffin cups and you bake it. I made a little depression in each of the muffins because when they were done and nice and soft in the middle and warm in the middle and crusty on the outside, I put a little dollop of mashed potato in it and a little dollop of cranberry sauce.
I saw that. Yeah, a little bit on top. Yeah,
oh, my God, that was so good.
I would assume you can do that with any of your stuffing because everyone's got their tradition stuffing.
That's what I said, that everyone's got their own favorite stuffing mix. Yeah. Most of them, I think, would be adaptable to this. So all those recipes are online at WGNTV.com.
I've got one for you. The stuffing that my great grandmother used to do that we do every year is it's a meat stuffing. So it's pork shoulder. So you get that fat from the pork, and then it's the turkey liver, and you saute that with onions and mushrooms, and then you mix it in, and it's amazing.
Yeah,
it's hearty.
My mom, I think my 93-year-old mom is actually making the stuffing today.
Oh, there you go.
She has a certain recipe that would not be Thanksgiving without this recipe. And hers is a meat-based stuffing as well. I think she does use, the innards, Depression-era people. Yeah. They don't throw away anything.
Absolutely.
They don't throw away anything. So, I think, the innards of the turkey and all the stuff, like when I cleaned the turkey before I deep fried it and, reached into the cavity and pulled all the junk out.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm like, well, what do I do with this?
Did you just say junk?
I did.
All right. Okay, I'm just making sure. By the way, you sent a text to me. I'm ready and fairly sober. Is that true?
What do you mean? About which one?
Both, exactly.
About which question are you referring?
Exactly. Now, there's two things happening today. The parade, which I want to talk about first, and we'll talk about Bozo Garden Ray after the break, but the parade kicks off at 8. I want to know what kind of conversation goes on with Dean Richards, Tom Skilling, and Bozo in the car.
Well, actually, I have been authorized by the aforementioned participants. If you would like us to call in on our way down to the parade next hour, we originally were going to do this. My regular time in the 8 o'clock hour.
Yeah.
And then I thought it's going to be too much going on. There's going to be all these people. They have a car. They're taking us all down there. Skilling, me, Bozo, Sean Lewis. I think Nancy Liu is in the car. Courtney Hall, I believe, is in the car. I'm not sure exactly who's going, but it's a whole car full of WGN people.
I like that.
And it's mostly listening to Tom Skilling laugh and tell stories.
That's fantastic. Yeah. We might have to do that. I'll tell you what, more with Dean after your look at your morning traffic. Good morning, Susan.
Bozo's Circus is on the air.
All right, Dave in for Steve. We're talking to Dean Richards this morning. Big show today, a tradition really for a lot of families to watch Bozo Garden Ray.
12th year now for this 2-hour special, looking back at arguably three of the very best children's TV shows in the history of the medium. They just happened to be here in Chicago, and they just happened to come out of Historic Studio One here at 2501 West Bradley Place. Which is under construction, by the way. They're completely redoing that whole studio. So,
just making it an active studio.
What you see in this special, is not necessarily the way that studio is going to look anymore. And that studio has, has pretty much been the same since the building opened in 1961, and those shows debuted September 11th, ironically enough, 1961. But we go back and look at these shows that are so much a part of, growing up in Chicago. But Bozo Circus, Ray Rayner and Friends, Garfield Goose and Friends, Hard Rock Coco and Joe, Susie Snowflake, Diver Dan, Funny Company, all these shows. If you want to know why we all are as sick as we are today,
it's true. Yeah.
These 2 hours starting at 11 this morning will explain it all.
Yeah, during the show's heydays, think about this in the 60s through the 80s, most programs were rarely recorded or the tapes were quickly recycled. So when you put this together and when you sat down with Jeff Hoover and George Pappas to put all this together, there wasn't a ton to go over. I don't think people understand that there isn't a ton of content here.
No, yeah. There's not a lot. There's not a library of stuff. Let's pick from this and we have pick from that.
Yeah.
They just like the old shows, like the old Johnny Carson shows, they just didn't keep them.
From the early days.
The concept of videotape was a novel one then, where TV executives could say, "Oh, let's reuse that tape."
Sure.
And they did, and they, I don't think they realized that they were erasing TV history. So what few tapes there were, some things that we had retained in our library, but a lot of it came from collectors. A lot of it came from Marshall Brodeen, who was rather meticulous in recording on, early home video, his appearances on the Bozo show. So we did get a lot of those tapes from Marshall Brodeen's personal collection, some private collectors that we found, had copies of things early, home video recordings that had to be broadcast quality, something that we could put on TV.
Right.
So really, it was all sort of cobbled together. And while the show was produced by, written and produced by me and producer Jeff Hoover, and George Pappas, all the work went was our executive producer, George Pappas, who meticulously went through all of all of these tapes and found just the best ones and, you know, picked just the right moments that really capture what made these shows so special.
All this special.
I'm the dope that you see on the screen, but really all the credit goes to the executive producer and kind of the, you know, unofficial WGN historian, George Pappas, who really did all the yeoman's work.
Your hair might be a little darker on that video, just a little bit.
It might be a tiny bit thinner, too. It was 12 years ago.
Yeah, it was a long time ago. But, you know, the other
thing,
too.
Look at some old pictures of David Plyer from 12 years ago. Why, look!
My eyebrows are so gray now. I look like my grandfather did, like, back in the 70s. Believe me, I know. We brought the props back to the studio. That was one of the cool things. Was as VP of the Broadcast Museum, you know, we named the studio a television landmark, and there's a big plaque that sits outside that studio. But bringing those props and so many of those things, like
that plaque, by the way, we took off a long time ago. We use it as a serving tray when VIPs are here now.
That's nice for eggs, for a little omelet.
Yeah, the deviled eggs fit perfectly in the engravings in that.
But there's not a ton of props, and a lot of them are at the Broadcast Museum now. But bringing them back in the studio was pretty cool to see the drum that says Bozo Circus on it, and
with actual postcards in it.
Yeah,
if you sent a postcard to the Bozo show to try to be an at-home player, your card is probably still in that drum.
Yeah, from the late 90s, probably.
Yeah.
Kids from the late 90s.
Yeah, so, I mean, that was here, and the original Buckets were here, and all the Ray Rayner props, and the Garfield Goose puppets were here. Frazier Thomas's, jacket, his very majestic jacket.
The nicotine stains around the collar.
Was he a smoker?
I think he was.
I think they pretty much all were. I don't think you were allowed to work in the building back then if you didn't smoke.
Yeah,
you don't smoke? Sorry, you can't have the job.
Hey, Dean, I have a question. Where is the Bozo drum?
Now at the museum.
Oh. It's at the museum.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we're, you know.
Because my name is still in it.
Is it? Yeah, I bet it is. Sure. Somebody asked Dean, 630, will WGN be airing the lost episode of Bozo again anytime soon?
No plan for that right now. That was a...
One time?
That was a special find that they had submitted a full episode of the Bozo Show for a Peabody Award many years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It was an episode from 1971, and it was discovered a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
It was cool to see a full episode intact. So, you know, we ran it then. Right now, there is no plan to replay that. We probably will do it at some point. We've got some... You know, some nostalgia things. You know, we don't want to overdo it.
Yeah. Animal Kingdom, when it was still open, was also there that day, which I thought was pretty wild because they had what they said was from the lineage of Chelveston that they had one of the ducks
come
through.
You don't believe them.
Well, I was surprised to hear that they traced that duck back all that way.
I actually did a DNA test on the duck while it was here.
What did you use?
You don't need to know my medical procedures.
Okay.
Really,
that's
my business. I am a trained doctor, as many people know. I give medical exams to people at the station all the time.
Yeah, okay.
But they provided a white duck that they claim is from the original Chelveston's heritage, and
it's cool.
When we shot the section on Ray Rayner, the duck was roaming around the studio. The duck was kind of dirting the studio all over the place. Ducks are very eat a lot of roughage.
Angry?
Apparently.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're very regular ducks.
As do I.
Yeah,
yeah.
Nice but Thanksgiving morning conversation.
But Chelveston, yeah, he wasn't as cooperative as you might have hoped. And there's great stories, like, you know, you've talked about this before about Ray, you know, the stagehands teasing Ray with the duck all the time and shaking the cage. And
well, apparently back in the day when Animal Kingdom, which was a pretty famous pet store on the northwest side of Chicago back in the day, they would send over the white duck named Chelveston by Ray Rayner.
Yeah.
To the station. They would put him in a cage and put it in a cab and send it over here to Bradley Place. The duck would arrive here at the station. They would bring the duck in to the cage and, you know, until they started, until the show was supposed to start. The playful stagehands, as I am told, thought it would be really funny to shake the cage and anger the duck.
Yeah.
Before they released it for Ray Rayner.
Hope Steve Dale's not listening.
Right. Well, I've done that to Steve Dale a couple of times.
Have you shaken his cage?
Do people know that he arrives at WGN in a cage? He relates so much to the animal experience that he's got a microchip in him. A lot of people don't know.
Did not know that. Okay.
He's got a microchip and also has Spade? That same problem that Neutered? The duck does. If you let him roam around the studio, he's got the same problem that the duck has.
Does he eat a lot of roughage?
So yeah, they would. It's not the most humane thing in the world,
no.
But they would shake the cage.
Just to piss him off.
To anger the, well, good morning, everybody. Dave Plyer thinks he's on at 3 a.m, apparently. The duck would be angry when they would release it because they thought it was funny when, you know, Ray would say, hey, here's Chalveston the duck. And the duck would come attacking him because he was the only human in sight.
Yeah, there was no love lost there.
Yeah.
You could tell.
So the clip that you see on the show of Chalveston nipping at the heels of Ray Rayner and nipping at his pants cuffs was probably as a result of some cruel stagehand prank that took place.
Lovely. Lovely. Well, this special has become such a part of holiday tradition. Again, Bozo, Gar, and Ray airs today at 11 after the parade on WGN-TV and streaming at WGNTV.com. So we're going to talk to you. I'm going to call you in the car with Skilling, Bozo, and the gang just after 8.
Yeah, we'll give you that update. Just real quick also, we have tonight at 8 o'clock on WGN, we are playing the America's Salutes You concert that was at the Rosemont Theater a couple of weeks ago. So it was a special concert in which Cyndi Lauper performed, Gavin DeGraw, Ricky Skaggs, CeCe Winans, a whole list of really fantastic musical performers, all benefiting a variety of veterans' charities. That concert is going to be on tonight on WGN-TV at 8 p.m.
Cool.
We're running a story this morning about the veterans group that benefit from all of that. So you can see it on WGN-TV or it's on my social media. It's on our website. But a lot of good shows to check out today.
Beautiful. All right. We'll talk to you later, sir.
Bye.
All right. All right. It's Dave in for Steve Cochran this morning. Happy Thanksgiving to you. This hour is brought to you by Wintrust Community Banks. And joining us once again is Dean Richards with a cast of thousands. Good morning again, Dean.
Can you hear the excitement?
I can hear the excitement. Who do we have with us on the way to the parade? Are you in the WGN van? Are you in a limo? Are you in a?
We're not actually in the vehicle yet, but we're about to get in the vehicle. Bozo the Clown, of course, is joining us. We have Courtney Hall, WGN TV News. We have Paul Liznick, political analyst. And the one, the who asked what? We have the one, the only Mr. Tom Skilling also.
Oh, lovely. Lovely. So you're all just gathering around in the parking lot?
We're loading into the vehicle right now. And what?
Oh, boy. How do you get Bozo in there?
You heard of clown cars before. This is literally what we have.
You know, I was just thinking to myself, this is like the 82nd year of the State Street Parade, and I know GN's been carrying it since the 60s. Bozo, in one form or another, has kind of always been part of the parades in Chicago.
Okay. I know.
You tell me earlier you were barely sober.
Of it as well as you do, but I mean, you know, WGN has a long history of, being in all the big parades in Chicago. We have a blast doing it, but being on the float and seeing everybody and meeting everybody is always fantastic, but by far the highlight for me of being in any parade is the drive down there from 2501 West Bradley Place, where we're now in the vehicle. Everyone will agree. Everyone's favorite thing is listening to Tom Skilling tell stories to all of us. Would you like, Tom, do you want to talk to David Plyer? He's filling in for Steve Cochran on WGN.
Good morning, Tom.
He's saying yes, but he's waving off like, what is it? He's saying, "Oh yeah, I'd love to talk to him." And his hand is like, "Tom, that's Tom." Wait, hang on.
Is he giving me the bird?
I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. Here he is. Hold on.
All right.
David.
Good morning, Tom.
He is completely misrepresented. I just said to him flat out, "I don't want to talk to David Clark." No. David, happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, my friend. What's happening? I heard this car ride's always an adventure.
Oh, I tell you, we have fun. You know what's interesting is to watch the reaction to Bozo in the front seat. We've literally been driving down highways, and people moving at highway speed are pointing to Bozo, and everybody in the car is looking and waving and all. So it gets very interesting.
How does he get shot? Does he get shotgun?
Oh, that's an interesting point, I tell you. But people love. It's interesting to watch the children's reaction to Bozo. It always has been. And so, Bozo, how are you doing today? He's busy counting votes. He's this is political, Bozo.
We are. You know, Thanksgiving is supposed to be a day where we could just set that aside just for one day.
Right. David says, Bozo, Thanksgiving is a day that we're to set that aside. So, you know, it's something else that's interesting, David, is if there's even so much as a drop of rain, you know, Bozo's hair is very fragile.
Oh, it's over.
For hours.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes. You know, I mean, that orange mass, it takes, you know, hours to get into its perfect configuration.
Well, you yourself, too, it takes a little time to get the hair going and the hair ready.
Oh, my gosh. I tell you, all 18 follicles that are left, I mean, it takes a great deal of care, time, and effort to arrange them properly.
Of course. Of course.
David, happy Thanksgiving to you.
I was going to say, this is a pretty mild Thanksgiving, Tom. I mean, we've had some really cold ones. I know you've been in the parade. This is a mild day today.
It is. You know, I wore my Canada Goose coat because I decided a long time ago I was not going to freeze. I wanted to enjoy seeing everybody and waving and not freezing. And I think I could have even gotten away without it today. It was 60 last Thanksgiving. Today it'll be about 44. So that's not bad.
Look, I got a free weather report.
Pretty good.
I got a free weather report from Tom Skilling. All right. Hey, thanks, buddy.
Hey, David, good to talk to you. Here's Dean again.
All right. Happy Thanksgiving to you, Tom.
You too, David. Thank you.
All right.
I noticed you didn't have a hair conversation with me.
I want to get my butt kicked. So you were mentioning.
Would you like to say hello to Courtney and Paul?
Oh, sure. Why not? Throw me on.
Yeah, Courtney Hall and Paul Lisnick are, they're in the back of the van.
Oh, all right. Uh-oh. We start some rumors.
They're in the kiddie seat.
Gotcha.
What they're doing back there, I will not reveal. Hold on just a second.
All right. Well, good morning. Happy Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving, Courtney. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
This is an adventure always, you know, driving down to the big parade, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
What
yes,
a group!
It's nice
what a
and
group!
Toasty though back here.
Do you
Paul and I are snuggling.
Awesome. Do you get to do cooking Thanksgiving? You baking today? Doing anything, or do you get off the hook?
I get off the hook
because that's nice.
I've worked a full day, so I am off the hook. But I did make a pecan pie.
Ooh, nice.
So there's that.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, happy Thanksgiving to you.
Happy Thanksgiving. Paul Lisnick wants to say hello.
All right.
Hello, David.
Hey, buddy.
Well, the reason Bozo's counting votes is I found a few ballots from Wisconsin in his hair.
Oh, no. Oh, nice. From Wisconsin, even.
Yeah, and they were hanging chads. I don't know what that
is. Is that 2 million two now, the difference between? Uh-huh.
Up by 2 million, it's just not going to matter. But anyway,
Paul,
happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. No politics today. Keep it out. It's Thanksgiving.
No, we're not. We're just going to talk about turkey and goblins.
I love it.
I hope you have a great holiday.
I love it. You too, buddy.
All right, I'm going to give you back to Dean.
Okay.
The car. Hold
Sounds
on.
Good. All right.
So, hi.
Hello there.
How are you?
Good.
You know, here's a little behind the scenes, a funny little behind the scenes story. You know, we were in route downtown to the parade, and we realized that we left one person at the station.
Oh, no. Who was that?
Sean Lewis, who was
on the air.
You know, he was on the morning show this morning, and
whoops.
We we don't know where he was. We were all excited that we were all gathered in front of the car, so we just got in and left. And then we got, like a mile away, and we said, hey, where's Sean?
That's nice.
We accidentally left somebody. So it's a little behind. This is a little behind the scenes look at the making of getting on the WGN float.
I love it. I love it. I love it. Well, hey, man, I appreciate you jumping back in and letting us hang out with everybody and have a great Thanksgiving and enjoy the parade.
Have you sufficiently late for anything yet?
Yes, completely.
I have at least 3 or 4 more minutes of stuff to say, but I'm really for your.
We've got to get to traffic because there's 3 cars on the road right now.
Have I promoted Bozo, Gar, and Ray WGN TV Classic?
No, you have not. Really? Is that on today?
I am required by my contract to mention the show every 10 minutes.
Of course. Of
course. I am. If I'm in an elevator or anywhere.
It's a holiday tradition.
Hey, WGN TV Classics. Bozo Circus, Ray Rayner, Garfield Goose and Friends on this morning at 11, right after the McDonald's Thanksgiving Parade, streaming worldwide at WGNTV.com for your family and friends who don't live in the Chicago area. And then, of course, it will be repeated on Christmas Eve.
Thanks,
Christmas Eve at 10 p.m.
Lovely. And it is a holiday tradition.
Yes. Are you super late yet?
Yeah. Don't make me cut off the great Dean Richards. Don't make me do it.
This is nice when you have a guest and they just won't shut up. And you're super late for everything. And the guest just will not. Those guests don't realize it. I am fully aware of how late. And I'm enjoying throwing off your clock a little, to be honest with you.
Goodbye.
All right, that's it. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Same to you, buddy. All right, take care.